The news was published on Wednesday, October 2nd, 2024. I am Mike. Hey folks, have you heard about the latest iPhone craze? It's like Apple just dropped a shiny new toy, and everyone's scrambling to get their hands on it. The iPhone 16 is making waves, and boy, is it making a splash. It's like when you toss a stone into a pond, and the ripples just keep going and going. The opening weekend sales? They're not just good, they're knock-your-socks-off impressive. It's as if Apple found a way to bottle excitement and sell it in smartphone form. You know, it reminds me of those midnight movie premieres where people camp out for days just to be first in line. Except this time it's not for the latest blockbuster. It's for a phone that promises to be smarter than your average bear. And let me tell you, the analysts are all over this like bees on honey. There's this guy, Dan Ives from Wedbush, who's practically doing cartwheels over the sales projections. He's saying we might see sales jump up by high single digits, maybe even hit double digits in the fourth quarter. That's not just growth. That's the kind of growth that makes other companies green with envy. It's like Apple found a secret sauce and they're pouring it all over their business. Just picture this. In the last 6 months, Apple's stock has been on a roller coaster that only goes up. We're talking a 30% surge since April. It's like they hit the nitro boost in a racing game and left everyone else in the dust. And get this, all of this is happening before they've even rolled out the big guns. I'm talking about Apple Intelligence, their fancy new AI stuff that's supposed to make the iPhone 16 even more irresistible. Now, I'm no fortune teller, but if I were a betting man, I'd say Apple's cooking up something that's going to make people's heads spin. It's like they're not just selling phones anymore, they're selling little pieces of the future, and people are eating it up faster than free samples at a grocery store. It's not just about making calls or sending texts anymore. These phones are becoming like little personal assistants that fit in your pocket. Who knows? Maybe soon they'll be able to read our minds. You know, this whole iPhone 16 launch is giving me some serious deja vu. It's like we've been here before, right? Cast your mind back to 2021. Remember that? The world was still a bit topsy-turvy, but Apple was doing its thing, rolling out the iPhone 12 with all that 5G buzz. It was like they'd just invented sliced bread or something. Everyone was going nuts over faster internet on their phones, as if we'd all been stuck in the Stone Age before that. Now, here we are again, and it's like history's on repeat. The iPhone 16 is making waves, and this time it's all about AI. It's funny how Apple always seems to have this knack for making us feel like we absolutely need something we didn't even know existed a month ago. They're like that friend who always knows about the coolest new restaurant before anyone else. But you know what? This isn't just some random coincidence. Apple's got this whole cycle down to a science. They've been playing this game for years, and they're pretty darn good at it. It's like clockwork. Every few years, they come out with some new whiz-bang feature that gets everyone all excited, and boom, sales go through the roof. It's not just about the fancy new tech, though. Apple's got this way of making each launch feel like a cultural moment. Remember when they first introduced the App Store? It was like they'd opened up this whole new world of possibilities. Suddenly, everyone and their grandmother was downloading apps for everything from tracking their steps to finding the nearest taco truck. And don't even get me started on when they rolled out those bigger screens with the iPhone 6. You'd have thought they'd discovered the secret to eternal youth or something. People were lining up around the block, practically tripping over themselves to get their hands on a phone that was, let's face it, just a bit bigger than the last one. Now, let's talk about what could happen if Apple's AI tech really takes off. Picture this. iPhones flying off the shelves faster than hotcakes at a lumberjack convention. We're talking about a potential sales surge that could make Black Friday look like a quiet day at the library. If Apple Intelligence lives up to all the hype, and that's a big if, mind you, we might see people lining up around the block, camping out overnight just to get their hands on these AI-powered iPhones. It's like when Pokemon Go first came out, remember that? People were wandering around like zombies, bumping into lampposts, all for the chance to catch a virtual Pikachu. Now imagine that level of enthusiasm, but for a phone that can practically read your mind. But it's not just about selling more phones. You know, if Apple gets this right, we could see a whole new gold rush in their app ecosystem. Developers might be falling over themselves to create the next big AI-powered app. It could be like the early days of the App Store all over again, when any kid with coding skills could become an overnight millionaire by making a game about a bird flying through pipes. Only this time, it'll be AI assistants that can do everything from writing your college essays to planning your wedding. And let's not forget about Siri. Poor old Siri might finally get the upgrade she desperately needs. Maybe she'll finally understand what we're saying when we ask her to call mom instead of trying to fall mom. All of this could send Apple's market cap into the stratosphere. We're talking numbers that would make Jeff Bezos's eyes water. Apple could become the first $3 trillion company. Heck, they might even have to invent a new word for how much money they'd be worth. Zillionaire, anyone? But hold your horses, folks. Before we all rush out to sell our kidneys to buy Apple stock, let's consider the flip side of this shiny AI coin. You see, Apple's got this thing about privacy. They're like that friend who won't tell you anything about their love life. Frustratingly secretive. And while that's great for us regular folks who don't want our data splashed all over the internet, it might put a damper on Apple's AI ambitions. Think about it. To make really good AI, you need data. Lots and lots of data. It's like trying to bake a cake. The more ingredients you have, the fancier your cake can be. But Apple's privacy stance is like trying to bake that cake with one hand tied behind your back. They might end up with a perfectly edible cake, but it might not win any baking competitions. Meanwhile, companies like Google and OpenAI are out there scooping up data like kids in a candy store. They're baking cakes with all the bells and whistles, fondant, sugar sculptures, the works. Apple, on the other hand, might be stuck with a simple sponge cake. Nice, but not exactly mind-blowing. This could slow down Apple's AI progress. While other companies are racing ahead with AI that can write novels or create art, Apple might be struggling to get Siri to understand different accents. It's like showing up to a Formula One race with a very nice, very shiny bicycle. And let's not forget, the tech world moves fast, really fast. It's like trying to keep up with gossip in a high school cafeteria. If Apple falls behind in the AI race, they might find it hard to catch up. They could end up like BlackBerry, remember them? Once the king of smartphones now? Well, when was the last time you saw someone with a BlackBerry? So while Apple's commitment to privacy is admirable, it might end up being a double-edged sword. Great for us users, not so great for Apple's AI ambitions. It's a tricky balance, and how Apple navigates it could make or break their AI future. Now, let's talk about the elephant in the room, or should I say the overvalued apple in the fruit bowl. Apple's stock price has been climbing faster than a squirrel up a tree, and it's starting to look a bit, well, let's just say it's giving some investors vertigo. You see, the market has been pricing in all this AI magic and iPhone 16 hype. It's like everyone's expecting Apple to pull a rabbit out of a hat, only the rabbit is made of gold and can predict the future. The stock's valuation is higher than a kite on a windy day, and that's got some folks worried. Here's the thing, what if the iPhone 16 turns out to be just a phone? A really good phone, sure, but not the second coming of Steve Jobs that some seem to be expecting. Or, what if the AI features are more meh than wow? It could be like that time everyone got excited about 3D TVs, and then we all collectively realized that wearing glasses to watch TV in your living room is actually kind of annoying. If Apple doesn't deliver on these sky-high expectations, we could see a correction faster than you can say overvalued tech stock. It wouldn't be the first time the market got a bit too excited about a tech company's prospects. Remember the dot-com bubble? It was all fun and games until suddenly it wasn't. And let's not forget, the competition isn't exactly sitting on their hands. Samsung, Google, and a whole host of Chinese manufacturers are all working on their own AI-powered smartphones. If one of them beats Apple to the punch with a killer feature, it could be like showing up to a party in last year's fashion. Awkward and a bit embarrassing. There's also the broader economic picture to consider. We're living in uncertain times, folks. Inflation, interest rates, geopolitical tensions. It's like a perfect storm of economic anxiety. If things take a turn for the worse, luxury items like the latest iPhone might suddenly seem a lot less essential. People might decide that their old phone works just fine, thank you very much, and Apple could find itself with a warehouse full of very expensive paperweights. So, while the future could be bright for Apple, it's not all sunshine and rainbows. The stock market is a fickle beast, and right now, it's got Apple priced for perfection. any stumble, any slight disappointment, and we could see that stock price come back down to earth faster than a lead balloon. But hey, let's not end on a downer. Let's imagine for a moment that Apple pulls it off, that they manage to create AI tech that's both revolutionary and respectful of our privacy. What then? Well, buckle up, because things could get really interesting. Apple has a history of not just entering new product categories, but completely reshaping them. They did it with the iPod, they did it with the iPhone, and they could do it again. Imagine Apple leveraging its AI technology to finally crack the code on augmented reality glasses. We could be walking around with tiny supercomputers perched on our noses, giving us real-time information about the world around us. It would be like having a personal tour guide, translator, and super smart friend all rolled into one. Or how about autonomous vehicles? Apple's been working on this for years, and with advanced AI, they could potentially leapfrog the competition. Imagine summoning your Apple car with a tap on your iPhone, then sitting back and relaxing as it whisks you to your destination. It would be like having your own personal chauffeur, minus the awkward small talk. And let's not forget about the potential in healthcare. With AI and the sensors in the Apple Watch, we could see breakthroughs in early disease detection and personalized medicine. Your watch might be able to predict a heart attack before you even feel any symptoms. It would be like having a tiny doctor on your wrist, constantly monitoring your health. The possibilities are endless, really. AI could transform every product in Apple's lineup. Macs that anticipate what you want to do before you even touch the keyboard. AirPods that act as real-time language translators. HomePods that can manage your entire smart home without you having to lift a finger. Of course, all of this is speculation. The future is about as predictable as a game of Monopoly with your most competitive relatives. But that's what makes it exciting, right? Apple's sitting on the edge of something potentially huge. Whether they soar or stumble, it's going to be one heck of a ride. This is Mike, bringing you the latest tech insights from Listen 2. Remember, in the world of technology, the only constant is change. So, keep your eyes peeled, your mind open, and maybe, just maybe, hold on to your current phone for a little bit longer. You never know what might be just around the corner.